Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. A little while ago, we got to hear the wonderfully talented John Medeski play the piano. This is his version of the Thelonious Monk composition, Bolivar Blues Are. Many people know him as part of the groove-based jazz trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. But as you'll hear, John Medeski is equally comfortable on his own. John Medeski will be back in Boston later this month performing with a jazz orchestra at his alma mater, the New England Conservatory. We caught up with him back in 2013, just after the release of his first solo piano album called A Different Time. We met him at the ICA in Boston, where he was performing that night. He was wearing a baggy sweatshirt and a knit ski hat, playing a Steinway grand piano in a sun-filled auditorium overlooking Boston Harbor. So let me ask you about your solo album. You know, 20 years as part of Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Why a solo album now?
I think about 5 or 6 years ago, I started just doing these little individual solo shows. You know, Chicago Jazz Fest, some gigs in Mexico, and, you know, anywhere that I could get a gig, I would just do these little solo gigs. And then I realized, you know, I got to put out a record or something of this, if I want, you know, especially if I want to do this more. So I finally, last year, set aside the time. You know, I had to actually schedule it in. You know, I had to schedule time for myself to do something I wanted to do.
Does it feel liberating to step away from collaborating with other people and just doing your own thing like this?
Oh, yeah, get rid of all that dead weight.
I'm sure you don't mean that.
Oh, yes, I do. No, you know, one of the other reasons it took so long for me just to put out this record is that, you know, one of the things I love doing is, as an improviser, is collaborating. It's like having a conversation, you know, hanging out with somebody else, doing something fun with other people. And, you know, and with the language of music, for me, improvisation is really the ultimate way to get intimate with another person in a way that you can't in any other way. But you know what? It is really nice to connect with myself like this. You know, I love playing it because, you know, then, you know, suddenly it's like, you know, it's like it's wide open.
I want to ask you about this new album because there's quite a range on it. I mean, it includes songs from your past, some improvisational numbers, even a Willie Nelson song. What ties it all together? What ties the project together?
Well, really, the instrument that I ended up playing for it, I think, is what...
This is the 1924 French Gavotte.
Yeah, it's a Gavotte piano. When it came time for me to do this record, I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to spend, you know, the week or two before and just practice, work on some songs that I love. And then I'm going to go into the studio and I'm just going to play whatever I feel like playing. I'm going to play so that it has a real spontaneous in the moment feel. So I did a lot of different stuff. I improvised. I played, you know, tunes I love, my own tunes, standards, jazz tunes, you know, pop tunes. I just tried a lot of different stuff. And at the very end of the session, at the urging of the engineer, this guy Henry Hirsch, I sat down and played this old piano that he had sitting there. And it's made in the style of pianos they made in the early 1800s, mid-1800s. Mm. And it was sort of the era of piano that Chopin preferred. And, I love the piano. It's the great instrument. It can do things that these older pianos can't do, a lot of things. But there was something about this piano. And because of, you know, the tone quality of it, and because of the way it actually ended up being tuned, because of the nature of the instrument, it sort of set me in the direction of the music that's on the record.
Why don't you play something else for us? I'd love to hear something else.
Sure. I'll play a tune actually off the record. It's called Loose Marina.
Just beautiful. Tell me the story behind that, because from what I read about it, I know there's a sort of moving story behind that song.
Yeah, well, past years I've been, my wife and I have been, my family's been spending a lot of time in Peru. And there was an amazing woman named, her name was Mama Kia, and she lived in the Sacred Valley. She had an orphanage where she actually adopted like 40 kids. And one of the kids, his name was Luce Marina. And Luce Marina was, I'm not sure, maybe 11 or something, but she had lupus. And she left the planet. And we were down there right after she passed. And I just remember Mama Kia's grief, you know. It was something about it was like this, the ultimate mother. After that, I just sat down at the piano and was thinking about her and the whole thing, and this piece came. And so it's sort of dedicated to her.
Does that piece just tumble out of you in a day, or is it a process of weeks or months or coming back?
It came out instantly.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes it's like that,
yeah.
And sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I mean, it's like, you know, when I think like anyone who's any improviser, I mean, you're composing. It's just you're doing it in that moment.
I want to ask you about some of your Boston roots. You went to the New England Conservatory as a classical piano major during the 1980s?
My first year. I entered as a classical major.
I see.
But I switched over right after my first year.
Toward jazz.
Well, I went into the third stream department. It was a department that Gunther Schuller had set up under the premise that you could work in the various departments within the school depending on what you were into in order to sort of develop your own style and incorporate the elements of music that you wanted to, not necessarily just jazz or just classical.
So what was the attitude back then about jazz music versus the strict idea of teaching classical composition and classical music?
Well, when I was in school, there was definitely a... the jazz was kept in the basement when I was in school. It's changed very much then.
I'm curious, thinking back then and comparing to sort of what's going on out there today... How do you view the state of jazz improvisational music in and around our society today?
For a long time now, it's like there's just this whole trying to define jazz, you know, defining jazz, what's jazz, what's not jazz. And I so don't care, you know, about all that. I mean, I think it's great that jazz is in Lincoln Center, but is it also not a sign that, you know, it's mostly dead people's music is played at Lincoln Center, you know? So what does that mean? You know, what is the benefit of that? How is it keeping it? I mean, it's been my mission always to try to keep it alive. You know, that's what I did with Modesky Marwood. It's like we went out and instead of playing jazz clubs and going to Europe and playing for the guys with beards that, you know, sit there and, you know, criticize everything. We went out and played improvised music for young people.
Yeah.
But the real spirit of jazz is making music in the moment for that moment. That's what it is. And that used to be in classical music. It's a human thing, and it's beyond jazz. And to me, that's still alive and well.
One more question about A Different Time, your new solo album. You've referred to it as being stripped of all hipness. I'd just like you to explain that a little bit, because it seems connected to what we've just been talking about.
Did I say that? Well, I guess, you know, that's the thing, is when I was making it, I was really trying to just play pure music from the deepest place I could find in myself and not be thinking about, like, not doing things that I know people are going to want or expect or think is good. I really was trying to play the music for its own sake. And I think also there's a part of me that just wanted to put it out there and say, you know, people that think they know what I do, that, you know, we all have many sides. I wanted to put out there, you know, you don't have me figured out yet, you know.
Well, John Modesky, it's been such a pleasure talking to you and such a privilege hearing and sitting in this beautiful room of the ICA and hearing you play. So thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks.
And I would love it, if we can, to have you do one more that we can end the show with.
All right. I'll play a tune of mine. It's called Wiggly's Way.
John Modesky performing for us back in 2013 after the release of his debut solo album, A Different Time. He'll be back in Boston later this month to perform with a jazz orchestra at the New England Conservatory. There's more information, including a recording of a spontaneous composition that he performed for us at the ICA at radioboston.org. Our program is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday. Have a great weekend. Join us again for more Radio Boston.